You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Kevin Papert, who is one in five master certified turnaround professionals in North America. Out of the 9,000 plus certified turnaround professionals that exist today, Kevin is known to not only help businesses to help get them out of crisis situations, but he helps businesses plan for a crisis before it happens. A crisis plan is pretty much like a playbook for a sports team, says Kevin. All you do is just open it up and follow the play-by-play instructions. The worst thing a person can do after a crisis is procrastinate, states Kevin. You need to engage in action immediately, and that's why we've got Kevin here with us today, and welcome to Enterprise Radio. Looking forward to our interview.
Yeah, thank you very much, Eric, and it really is a pleasure and an honor to be here today.
Well, thank you. It's our honor as well. Now, first of all, what measures do you need to take to assess the damage?
Good question, and first of all, what I would like to point out that there are really three effects of business development and planning. You have the before the effect, during the effect, and after the effect. And that also goes for any kind of a crisis management situation. And today what we're going to be discussing is the after effect approach of reaching a crisis. And I realize, and I really do sympathize with those who have got devastated because of Hurricane Sandy. And I understand that there's a period of time where you go through shock. And I understand, you know, about going through shock. But I think the key here is that you've got to get out of this stage of shock, and you've got to get into an assessment stage, and you've got to get moving and quit procrastinating. And what you have to really do is you've got to start to move forward. And in the assessment stage, which to me is very important, we have two points of the assessment stage. You have either a self-assessment or a professional assessment. And in self-assessment, that's pretty self-explanatory. Either yourself or you or your associates that you work with or family members, you have to get right on in there and dig in as to figuring out what kind of damages are done. When we start talking about the professional assessment, sometimes it might be in your best interest is to have professionals who can come in and to be able to do this for you, because once again, these are experts who know how to assess what damages, what is good and what's not good. And they're basically have done this for many of the insurance companies, and they know what's in compliance and how to be able to engage in this. One of the things I would like to let everybody know when you're doing any kind of an assessment, whether it's self or professional, I think all assessments should be documented by either taking pictures with a camera. But best yet, you may want to even, if you can rent or borrow a movie camera and being able to show what all the damages that are done, and you want to support that with some kind of a written documentation.
Now, what steps do you take in the recovery phase? I know we're talking about the beginning part of the assessment, but how about the recovery phase?
Okay, well, this is phase number two when you're going through a crisis here on the after effect. And in recovery, what you're trying to do at this point is you got to be able immediately to determine what is what we call is your workable assets. What can you use to get back up and running your business again? And that could be anything from your building, the equipment that's inside, your inventory. If you're a receivable-based company, you got to be able to find out what receivables are still outstanding. You got to have your financial records, your client list. You got to recover company records and computer records, insurance policy. Oh, that is one of the most important things, is making sure you immediately recover your insurance policies. And if you don't know what's really inside that policy, you really need to get a hold of your insurance agent and to get that person on there immediately and have them walk you through a process as to what you need to do. Plus also personnel. That's part of also the recovery. Where are your personnel at? How much damage has been done to them in the area of devastation? And are they able to come to work and help you to get things cleaned up and get things sorted? Because you need to be able to sort which is non-workable versus which is actually workable.
Now, how does one determine whether to move forward or not?
That's a good question, because there's different types of devastation, and once again, right now there's still a lot of people who probably can't get to their properties because they're still underwater. But the thing is that it's obvious once devastation is hit, you know, and you come to your workplace and everything is just totally wiped out, and you're sitting there staring at nothing but an empty hole, you realize that you're totally devastated. And so basically now the decision, you know, you'll have to go to the decision stage almost instantaneously. But once again, you're going to have to take a look at, okay, how much stuff do I have? What's recoverable? What's non-recoverable? And you're going to have to sit there and you're going to have to look it, think it through, and you're going to have to be able to get a list. Keep in mind, as a business entrepreneur, when you first started your business, you had nothing. At least in many, many situations when you're going through any kind of a crisis like this, you still have recoverable assets that can be sold and can create revenues. So once again, I always tell everybody, don't give up. This is a prime time to be able to get back into business, get back in the game, start producing, and start looking for better alternatives for your business. Because I sometimes find a crisis, believe it or not here, Eric, could be a grand opportunity to put yourself in a better position than what you were when you were first prior to the devastation.
Today we are joined by Kevin Papert, who is one in five Master Certified Turnaround Professionals in North America out of the 9,000-plus Certified Turnaround Professionals that exist today. We've had the privilege of catching up with Kevin today, and he's joined us here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kevin, what are the key elements of restructuring that need to be put into place?
Well, once again, once we decide to move forward and we know that we can move forward, you have to look at the degree of devastation that you've gone through. Sometimes it might require that taking some of your assets that you currently have and trying to leverage some of these assets and trying to turn them into instant cash. There are all kinds of ways of being able to do that. You may have equipment that it's already been paid for. You can leverage equipment and use that to go through what we call as the lease sale buyback, which can help you to be able to get cash so you can purchase more inventory so you can get back up and running. You may be a receivable-based company, so you can convert your receivables into instant cash, because some of your clients may normally take 45 to 60 days out. You can't wait that long. There are very, very good companies out there that can take your current receivables and turn that into instant cash and do direct deposits right into your bank account. A lot of times where a lot of people don't realize is that once you've gone through a devastation and you have vendors, this is a good time to contact your vendors and let them know what has happened, that you're in a devastated zone, and you ask them to see if they would offer you some form of terms until you get back on your feet. I think the vast majority of those people that you're doing business with and who are vendors of you would probably be more than glad to help you out for a short period of time to get you back on your feet again. So don't give up. And once again, I always encourage everybody is to be honest, deal with everybody that you've been dealing with, ask for some help, ask for suggestions, and get that help that's out there, because there's a lot of people who are willing to work with you.
How do you go from zero to cash flowing a business fast?
That's the easy part, and there's where a lot of people seem to kind of get all confused. And we basically just tell people, just get out there and start creating sales. Do what you've been doing best. Get out there. If it requires that you have to get out and do the footwork again, but what you have to do is to start building that client base. Get your clients that you currently have. Let them know that you're back up and running. You're operating. You can take orders. Sometimes you may have to subcontract with somebody else to kind of help. If you're a manufacturing plant, you have to be able to work with other manufacturers who are willing to, you're willing to farm out some of your work for an interim, you know, part of time. But get yourself back and running and get back out on the streets and letting people know that you're open for business and that you are accepting orders and you can accommodate in doing business. That is a big key. The sit back and wait for someone to do it for you, we all know that that's not going to happen. You have to, as an entrepreneur, you have to get back out there and start doing the physical labor again. So the sooner you get out there to do that, the sooner that you're bringing money in the door, and that kind of eases all the tension until the insurance checks and everything else come in. Don't wait for the insurance checks to come in. If you can do anything to operate your operations, get out there and start producing revenues immediately.
Very sound advice. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also be in contact with you online?
Our website is www.trilliondollarfunding.com. Anybody can go to our website and see all the different types of avenues and types of funding that we can do for people. Just so you know, Eric, Sharon and I, Sharon, my business partner, we have immediately talked to all of our funding sources and key funding sources. They have told us that if we have anybody who is within the 22 states, that is within what they call the Sharon Hurricane Zone, and they've had any kind of devastation, they told us that they are going to expedite to help them to get the funding needed to get them back up on their feet again. They also said they're going to waive their fees, normal fees, being able to help them out. And we've already put together well over $1 trillion of money set aside to be able to help businesses who are in the 22 states that have been hit by Hurricane Sharon.
That's some good news. We certainly appreciate you joining us, and it's certainly timely information and assistance. He is Kevin Papert, who is 1 in 5 Master Certified Turnaround Professionals in North America out of the 9,000-plus Certified Turnaround Professionals that exist today. And again, the website for contact and information is TrillionDollarFunding.com. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.